Hello, Assassineers. Let me start that again.
Wrong. Do it again.
Wait, are you trying to put Attactioneers with Assassin?
Yeah, I've done that before. You just have never listened to the podcast. Hello, Assassineers. Welcome to the Assassin Action Podcast. I'm your host with the Assassin Tattoo, Taylor Morrow. I'm here with Colin, Blake, and Zane. Blake, how are you?
I've been watching movies on Sundays, so that's been a fun like way to put a button on things of like get transported, get inspired, get some new storytelling in my life. So last Sunday it was Francis Ford Coppola's The Conversation, which was absolutely insane. I would do that. But last night it was a movie where it was like, this is a 6-part movie, but all in different, not in the right order. And I was like, Quentin Tarantino, what are you doing here? That's probably for later. I was probably just supposed to say, I'm good. I'm good.
Blake still hasn't figured out this first section where we just say hello.
He never tells a 10-minute story to the episode. Yeah. He's just doing Blake things.
Okay.
Colin, what's going on with you, my friend?
All right, wait, that's an open-ended question. Nothing's going on with me.
Sick. You got pancakes recently?
No homes yet purchased or anything.
Are we in the personal update section? I'm very confused about where we are and how long I should be talking right now.
We're melding it, as is the theme of Rosetta.
Let's go.
I haven't heard of that. I'm fine. Honestly, if we'd recorded this podcast on Friday, it would have been tight. End of my day kind of sucked. So here we are. I'm doing my best. Apologize. Zane, how are you doing?
I am good. I'm tired. Played Battle Hardened and AGE this last weekend, and new is really, really taxing. I slept poorly. I was still in like all my new play lines and
where's my cheat?
Mistakes.
Where's my tea?
Yeah. So I'm tired today, but you know, doing good. Doing good. Taylor, how about you?
Gosh. I am really psyched to be here, because this is the last thing I have to do today, and it's fun, and it's spoiler season. But we'll talk about it in the personal stuff section. But I'm fine. I'm fine, and I'm psyched, though, to be here. So thank you, the listener, for being here. Episode 97. We're going to be talking about our weekends, where we all of us mostly played Flesh and Blood. And spoiler season has just started, and I like never know when it's going to start, and it's just starting, and I thought it was going to be chill this season, and now there's so much stuff going on, and it's pretty crazy. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about our tournaments. What else? What was the other thing I wanted to say? Fuck. I don't know. Anyway, here we are. Let's do personal updates from our lives. I'll go first since I'm still talking. School has started. Today was my first Monday. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Thanks, Colin, for reminding me. Happy 4th anniversary to the Attack Action Podcast. As of Saturday was our very first episode released, and now it's Monday, and we did it. 4 years. Longest Flesh and Blood podcast in the world. Congratulations to us. Thank you, Blake and Zane, for continuing the tradition. Colin, thank you for being a pillar of this podcast, that I can rest my beverage or potted plant on a pillar, I think.
Yeah, I'm useful, I swear.
You mean our podcast is about to start Montessori school?
No, because we're done now, right? 4 years, you're it?
Yeah, it's done.
You die at that point?
Oh my gosh, that's not what happened to Fab. Fab got stronger after 4 years.
You decompose and be reborn.
Mm.
True.
But
happy anniversary, Taylor. You've been here for 4 years.
I have done it. And we'll keep doing it. Speaking of me like doing it, school has started and I am teaching health this year and we have an influx of freshmen. So I am at max capacity in my classroom based on textbooks, seating, and my wits. So today I spent 20 minutes standing in front of the classroom saying absolutely nothing and being like, okay, well, I've committed to this. I'm just going to stand here silently and somebody's got to notice that I'm waiting for them to shut up so I can teach. And then so much time went by, I was like, if I start saying something, I will lose this battle in perhaps one of these children's eyes. So I'm just going to stay up here. And then a beautiful moment happened where one of my most known disruptors used a elementary school attention getter, like, where's the waterfall sound or whatever, and went shh, and then everybody shut up. And I was like, okay, this kid is a known disruptor and he got you all to be quiet. What does that say about you as a class? And that was much funnier to me and the aide in my class than I think the children. They're mostly confused and then started talking once I started talking. So anyway, school. And we almost had like a volleyball game cancellation last minute, but we didn't. And it's just blah, 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 blah. But again, thank you, our Lord and Savior, flesh and blood. I'm so psyched. How can you be upset when there's like 40 cards spoiled today? Zane, what's going on with you?
You know, not a whole lot. You know, was prepping for the Battle Hardened San Diego. Finally got an event down here. You know, went pretty well, all things considered. But yeah, doing good. I got my Stroop Waffle coin. And it's my birthday this week. So, you know, a lot of big, exciting stuff.
Wow.
That's great, Zane. How old are you going to be?
So old. 31.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wait, when's your birthday?
It's tomorrow.
Okay. You're definitely the Aurora of the group here, I think.
No, I won't say what date it is but also, like, what's your social security? Just real quick, I need to write this down for the podcast.
That's twice he's tried to get you guys with your personal information.
I am fishing today.
He's working for it.
31 years old. Wow.
Yeah, I'll be the Aurora going to Volt Haven. Is that where they're going?
Did y'all see that meme that was like...
Were they race?
It was like...
Candlehold.
A character from this. And then it was like a Fortnite skin. And it was Aurora. It was like, that's so good. She is a Fortnite skin.
She is.
Anyways.
I'll be that. I'll embody that a bit. Yeah. But that's all.
I was born for this.
Skibbity.
Blake's a loser.
And yet she's best friends with like an eternal being or something. Like, I don't understand that relationship.
Best friends seems like a strong.
They're frenemies.
Seems like me and my students.
They're like companions, you know.
I don't know about the Stroop waffle coin. Is there some significance to this that I'm like? Are you like blood bound forever to your team now? Or
no,
dope coin. Wait, flip that back around. That was tight.
Yeah, get that in here.
You know how Metal Fab Tokens does like the special coin for every event? So they posted like, oh, what should we do the coin for Amsterdam, PT Amsterdam? And then like we all commented like, hey, you got to do a Stroop Waffle.
That's true. That's a thing.
He did one of the sides was a Stroop Waffle. And so Jimmy on our team, shout out Jimmy, he bought like a bunch of them for the team. And I forget his name, but whoever runs Metal Fab Tokens was nice to like give us a deal to buy a bunch of them. But Oliver had mine because I didn't go to Amsterdam. And so Battle Hardened San Diego was when it finally came to me. And I'm very fond of it. It's very nice.
There you go. Context. Shout out to Oliver.
That looks nicer than like anyone I've seen. It's like
it's heavy and nice. Yeah,
that's like I love the white. It looks tight.
I talk a lot of shit, but I never went after that surfboard. We needed the Hollywood sign for the coin for for the Pro Tour LA. Surfboard was so disappointing in my mind.
California, bro.
Because it's not, you can't fit it in your deck box.
You're just like sure. Also,
yeah. People in Los Angeles don't surf. It's people in the beach cities surf.
That's Los Angeles.
We're telling you it's not, okay?
I live like 25 miles from the beach, bro. I'm
telling you it is, bro.
Dude, I told someone at work today that they had to go to our client and be like, dude, you need to make your decision right now.
Did that work? Made
me happy. I don't know. We'll see. I'll find out tomorrow when they were supposed to have made their decision.
Nice. It's so funny. You live in Southern California and you're like beach area, according to the world, but you're like 30 miles from the ocean. I'm literally like 3 miles from the ocean.
Yeah.
Bruh, so it's Moshaka's up here, dog. Should I just be a surfer?
Dude, I had no idea you could do that.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, where'd Taylor go?
Your crouching tiger killed me, bro. Tight. You came in and you were like, whoopah. And then you were like, bonshaw. And then I was like, oh, dang, I'm dead.
That's just so pitted.
So pitted.
Yeah. Blake, okay, tell us about your life. Jesus Christ.
I've been going to movies on Sunday. So there's this movie.
Alien Marathon? Because that would be cool.
Oh, I watched Alien Romulus. That was good. I think I told you guys about that one last time. Or maybe it wasn't quite there. That was good. You got to go see Alien Romulus now. The picture of Taylor, but it's not Taylor. It's an actor. It looks like this.
Yeah, I'm just like a little bit buffer for sure. So, look at that, dude.
That camera's really locked in.
Showing a pepperoni. Nice.
Sheesh. All right,
my turn.
Yeah, no, I am about to talk a whole bunch in the back half of this because there's a whole tournament that you guys even go to that I'm going to have to like talk for about an hour and a half of and like...
Stop recording.
It's going to be crazy. No, I bought an artist proof from Haley, HaleyNeighbors.com/artistproofs.com. And she didn't give it to me because she's like, I'll give it to you on Tuesday. But then they said they're going to play World of Warcraft on Tuesday. So I think I got scammed, but we'll see what it looks like and I'll post it.
What did you request?
That looks like me.
I did. I was like, I want an artist proof of Taylor from the Attack Action podcast.
But naked.
No, I'm getting Uzuri because I don't have a real Uzuri. I don't have like, all I have is an Uzuri token. I don't know if people saw that and was like, what the hell? Does he not care about bling? And so I got an Uzuri artist proof where it's the Challengers poster. And in one sunglass, it'll be Riptide. And one sunglass, it'll be Arachne.
That's great. Shout out to Haley. She did this.
Wait, whose face is in the middle? It's Azuri's face is wearing this.
Azuri's face, yes.
Okay.
She showed me a picture of that of like, yeah, I did this one once. And it's like, well, I guess mine's gonna look exactly like that, but with Riptide on it as well. Great.
Cool. That's fun. That's awesome. Yeah. Great work, everybody. Colin, did you talk about your life? Do you want to talk about your life?
How long we got?
As long as you need, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me take my pants off real quick and get comfortable. Sure.
Is that what you say to your therapist?
No, I just do it. Are you
kidding? Oh, right.
It's a video call.
Teletherapy. Yeah.
She can't see my lower. Anyway, that's gross.
Knees.
I don't do that.
Your knees.
I never do that. My pants are always on. Everyone knows that about me. Even in the shower. Let's see. All right. So this month was crazy. I was at Google to premiere the new Pixel 9 phones that were all leaked before the event. I mean, we spent like 3 weeks setting up an event for like a 4-hour show. And some asshole from The Verge snuck into our area and took a picture of it. And they got mad at us for some reason. But it was fine. He's never coming back to Google. It was crazy. I think I worked like 80 hours that week, which was a lot. I was very tired. Came home, hired three people. And then my life got really good for about like 2 days. And I think I was too, I flew too close to the sun. I was like too happy and excited about it. And then today it was just like, how about just fuck you, Colin? Like, so that was just today though. everything else is fine. We haven't bought a house yet. We might make an offer on a place. We saw a cool place yesterday. So that'll be interesting. We'll see how that goes.
So you're not headed to Tampa in 2 weeks, but is anybody of us going to Tampa in 2 weeks?
No.
Unfortunately not.
Dane has the wedding. I'm here to announce I am still not going to Tampa next week.
Tight.
So I think it's fun to, what would Tampa be like if you would go? But well, let's do shout outs first. Just kidding.
Hey, that's a great question. Shout outs. I'll go first here. This is a triple shout out to Levi, my friend and neighbor and local LGS owner. He, without honor, won our local skirmish on Zen and did so handedly. And congratulations to him. He was very excited, as he should be. And then also shout out, this is the big news, is our shop, local shop, on October 6th gets a ProQuest. So if you are within any sort of distance to Eureka, California, you need to show up, especially if you listen to this podcast. It's a big deal for our area. We've never had anything like this. You're also all fucked because I've never played in a legit tournament and slept in my own bed and never driven, less than 10 minutes or whatever. It's always like 4 hours minimum. So be warned that you might get dunked on because I'll be unleashed, as will Patrick and Levi. So
wait, are you inviting Brody Spurlock though?
Dude, hell yeah.
Dude, Brody Spurlock can fucking show up. Brody can stay in my house if he wants.
Gotta hide those ham sandwiches.
I doubt he's coming. You don't want that smoke coming your way, man.
I'll put him in the big circus tent outside that we have. anyway, so please show up to that. Please support it if you can make it that weekend. I think
what's the format?
The format, well, I think it's classic instructed. I don't think it's draft.
Nice. How many spots are open?
-3 to whatever. I don't know. Let's say there's
61. Okay.
Sure. that would be so sick. But yeah, please show up. I think we're going to try to do a Living Lurkers tournament with some local prize support on the Saturday before, because I think October 6th is a Sunday. It's the first weekend of ProQuest season. So show up. DM Levi, DM me. Let's get this party started. Let's have a great time. I will show you a good time. I promise.
At the Benji guy.
Yeah. Or at iPad Baby. I don't know where he is. Those are his two handles.
It's one of the two, yeah.
One of the two. Also, shout out, if you could give Levi a ton of overwhelming support. The shop is going through a really hard time right now. Drama, etc., which I can't expand upon on the podcast. But
does he have a website? I haven't bought anything from him.
I think they do, but they just sell product, not singles.
It's nrtcg.net.
And if I do .net, my computer explodes. So here we go.
NRTCG. FBI will be there soon.
Don't close worry. Your .gov tab. That's why. Anyway, so just show him some love. Just tell him you love him and support him, and that he's a great person and all that stuff. So those are my shout outs. Shout out to Levi.
Oh shit! Bolt Index are $0. Fuck.
Still overpriced.
Hey.
Let's go.
Be the change, everybody.
Yeah. Jeez. No change because it was free. Hey.
Boom. I'll go ahead and shout out a wonderful person named Zan Romanoff, who interviewed Taylor and I for the Descript blog about podcasting. Descript is like an editing software. I think it does transcription. We don't actually use it. That wasn't the point. We talked about making podcasts. And the wonderful meet cute of Taylor and I, and you know, the Cinderella story of turning from a fan into a beautiful co-host that I was able to do. Every little girl's dream. I love this photo that she found of you, which looks like you're about to cry, kind of. You're just kind of like...
It's my zesty, I think, Twitter photo.
Yeah, you're like squinched up. And then she found like my default profile photo from like last decade. But that's because I haven't updated it in a while. But yeah, it was really nice talking to her. And, you know, it's a fun little article. Maybe I'll link it in the description if y'all want to check that out. But I don't know if she's listening now because... You know, this podcast, it's like, that was the thing. It's like, this podcast just can't be for everybody because if you don't play Flesh and Blood, it really doesn't make any sense. So, but that was a fun experience and fun to kind of go down memory lane a little bit, talk about our roots and how we got where we are and what we're doing now. So,
go check it out. Tight.
I have a shout out.
Wonderful.
I was really cool. I did reach out to Josh from the Discord from the Attack Action podcast, where if you are a Patreon member, you can go to. He was like, I was like, hey, do you want to do Battle Hardened San Diego? And I know he works nights, and I told me what his job does, and it's really interesting of like treats the water for the city, and it's like, oh, those people need to be doing that around the clock. That makes sense. So it's really hard for him to like. I could never do all four rounds because I would have to go to my night job where I'm going to go spend 12 hours. It's like, oh, shit. Yeah, that's awful. So I was like, hey, do you want to go to Battle Harden? And he was like, let's do it. And that was the first time where, like, instead of getting in a room with six or getting a room with, like, three or like, a bigger amount, it was literally just me and one other person. And it was like, we're going to do fun stuff first, which includes playing Fab. But is not limited to. And like, as soon as it was round seven was over, it was like, go take your, put a new shirt on, go out and gas lamp. And it was like, we went to Tacos El Gordo at like 5:30 and we were in and out in 10 minutes. And then we ate and we were drinking somewhere else. And someone was like, did you guys, like, I posted the picture of Tacos El Gordo and they're like, you ate there? And I was like, yeah, it was super easy. Like, it should be fine. And they're like, there's a line that's like 150 people long right now for it. And that was like less than 2 hours later. And it was like, thank God I went with Josh and did everything because it was like, we were quick and we were doing stuff instead of like, oh, are you feeling tired enough to go? Or do you want to go out? It was just like, this is the crew to do it. And it feels like that's a good way to not just play the game, but see the world. Like I've seen San Diego, but it was interesting of like, We splurged on the hotel, so it's right next to the convention center. We splurged on some other things, and like we went out both Friday night, and I started off 3-0 or whatever, and then went out Saturday night, and then didn't play. But like, it was like, I don't like Guinness, but I guess I do now, and drinking Guinness, and it was like, okay, sick. We went to all the Irish bars, and then Chris Stidger came out Saturday night. After him doing awful, he went 0-4. Loser. Just kidding. He talked all about his life, and it was like, oh, now I know more about Chris Stidger. And he's going to be like, he's going to joke about being 0-4. Don't worry. But it was pretty interesting of like, oh, this is how you get to know people more. Is you like, instead of I only see you as a Riptide player that shows up every other time, like now I know a lot more about Josh because I spent like 5 hours in a car with him. It's like, I'm also teaching the podcast people how to be friends, but it was like, oh, now I know more about these people. And it's like, this is how we build community. And like, of course, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it is like, I'm glad I did this, and this will be a thing that I'm going to set up in my, like, who's going to be my travel buddy.
Wow. And, like, so we're going to have to fight. Yeah, we're going to have to fight to be hotel splurgers. Splurging right. on and with.
Like, I don't know. I'm going to pay that bill in maybe 3 months, probably on my credit card. But, like, it was like, damn, that was expensive. But it was like $60 valet because that's the only place to park. It was like, y'all bitches. Like, and Zane on Friday night was like, I was like, you coming out? And he was like, it takes a lot to get me there on Fridays or something. And then on Saturday, I was like, Zane, you coming out? I didn't know, like, spoiler, it was very important for him to play on Sunday, or I'd be like, oh, why didn't you come out? But, and he can't do Tacos El Gordo, and that was like the main thing. But we sat, this will be the only bar talk, we can talk about game for the rest of the time. We sat as the game was ending, because we're right next to a Major League Baseball stadium, and the Major League Baseball stadium dumps out 10,000 like people walking by you as you're drinking beer, and it's like crazy people watching. And then also the battle hardened, like, people are losing in waves because
10,000 people.
Anthony walks by with the AGE as they're about to go get Tacos El Gordo when it's a big ass line. And I go, oh, what happened? You lost your top eight match or what, bro? And it was like just a big laugh for everybody, where it's like, that's fun to, like, it was like, oh, San Diego's fun to walk around because most of these times there's not one of the best bar scenes in America right next to where you played Fab for 7 hours.
Totally.
So I enjoyed both of those this
week. I'm glad you enjoyed San Diego. My shout outs, which tie in a little bit to that. I mean, it sounds like a great time, Blake. I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you, Zane.
My shout outs are to all the LA crew and Oliver and Ichin for coming down to San Diego. It was wonderful to see them here. I'm so used to seeing them out of my normal home space, which is often out of their normal space as well. But it was very novel and charming to have them down here in San Diego. It was great to see Oliver and spend some time with Oliver and Ichin. We waited for Ichin to get dinner on Saturday. That's why I didn't come out immediately. Was we were like, oh, like, let's get dinner with Ichin. Oh, he's the head judge. We're going to be here till this thing is over. But it was worth it because we got to have dinner with Ichin. But yeah, that's my shout out. And oh, one more. I have Paul from my stream game. Check it out on the AGE Sunday. He is officially the first person ever to tell me that they listen to the podcast.
Nice.
The first. And I was like, I told him that. Like, I was like, you are literally the first person ever to tell me that you listen to the podcast and you like it. So I was like, cool. Thanks, Paul. And we had a good game.
You're going to surpass me pretty soon. So I feel like that's only like four people.
All right.
Who have been like, aren't you? How do I know you? And then end of the match, like, oh, you have a podcast. Yeah. So good longest job, running. Jane. Longest running in the world.
Moises said something when we were drinking beers whenever they walked by and we're like, can we join you? And he was like, that Hype House thing sounds really cool. And I was like, you got to start paying now, bud, or you're going to get left behind.
That's you can fun. Start by buying my beer.
Yeah, it's fun. Everybody listens to the podcast. Tell us you listen to the podcast. Interact with us. I want to know.
Yeah, that reminds me. You know, last week I wasn't here. Or I guess 2 weeks ago I wasn't here because I was in Mountain View. Fucking with Google's phones. Mm-hmm. Side note, Sergey Brin didn't demean me this time, so that's cool. It was better than the last Google event I did. Anyways.
Listener, and he was but, like, oh, yeah, was
exactly.
Rude.
Now he's here. I wanted to acknowledge all the people who were like super nice and supportive of our really fun episode after Pro Tour Amsterdam. I thought it was very funny that more people watched our critical clip on the episode than the actual just isolated clip, but got a lot of good views, a lot of likes, a lot of, you know, compliments. It was very nice. Some new subscribers. We crossed 800. We did it. It took us
just under
2.5 years since I started trying to do it and being like, yeah, we could get to 1,000 subscribers. That's when all the cool, you know, shit kicks in on YouTube. You know, so it would just like right now it would insert a commercial for you and then you would get mad and then we would get 10 cents. But anyways, I just wanted to thank everyone. I hope you stick around. This is a podcast that's about, you know, despite my previous statements about my own shit, it's about having fun and just hanging out with your friends. So like, it's a good time. And I don't know how I will repeat the critical mashup of the Pro Tour Amsterdam, but shout out to Taylor, who was like, oh, Sam just caught himself saying critical on stream and had to stop. And I was like, I have changed the world for a better place because they overuse that word so much and it drives me insane listening to them. So, you know, it wasn't good fun, but it's also, you just fall back on these things. It's like when you join an office and everyone starts talking and using the same stupid words over and over again. And just like, can we just say something else? Anyways, so welcome. Stick around. Something fun will happen, I'm sure. As soon as I stop talking, something more fun will happen.
Like our bet we had with each other about the attendance at San Diego Battle Hardened. So for those
of you, we all said it would be $500 in, right?
Yeah.
No way I said this number.
You did.
Moises said he's doing it. He's giving you $500. So we took a bet on the podcast about what we thought the attendance of San Diego Battle Hardened would be. And it turns out that I'm unsure who won based on our rules. What did we do? Price is Right?
Always Price is Right.
Over, without going over? So whoever's closest?
Without going over. So, on that note, it's been nice talking to everybody. We'll see you next time because it's close this episode.
For what it's worth, if it's not Price is Right rules, I was technically the closest.
That's true.
Yeah.
But Price is Right is always more fun.
So the pessimistic view wins this time. $1 Bob. Wow. The $1 Bob.
Wow. Blake and Zane rivalry continues. So congratulations,
Blake. I'm glad I'm winning the meaningful ones here, you know?
You won. You said 85. Zane said 103, which technically is really close to the actual number, which was 98. Colin said 115, and I said 120, yo. And that's probably too many.
You want to hear the coolest thing I can think about for this? The Battle Hardened San Francisco had 100.
And let's
Jake, go. Jake and Haley drove to that one and played. But Jake and Haley were in San Diego working the booth. So it would have been tied at 100. But them going down and working makes it 98.
Also, Taylor and Patrick went to Battle Hardened San Francisco, and that was 100. And they didn't go to Battle Hardened San Diego.
But these guys were at both, so that's what I'm saying is that's right.
I didn't go to either, so you're welcome.
Get fucked. Blake. Congratulations, Blake. Congratulations, Zane. Almost got it with the hometown advantage there. Well done to you both.
I was going to go, but then my friend decided to have his like 40th birthday party weekend next weekend. And I was like, well, I can't do both. And I'm going to go party for a weekend. So there was no competition when it came down to it. So I need this right now.
I think some people in our Discord also, somewhere, maybe podcast discussions, I'm trying to find it. Also put in some guesses. I'm trying to see if I can find their guesses.
135.
Oh, you're so much faster.
Patrick said 125.
This is great content.
I think it's pretty sure.
These are just numbers, man. No one else was close here. Blake still wins.
I think I know my local metas, guys. I think that's literally why I'm here.
Wait, were the Arizona crew there? It's like technically closer, right?
A little. Some, only a couple of them. Yeah. No Vore brothers.
Majin shows up, so the Vore brothers could have done it. So everyone fucked up.
Yeah, that's an extra six people right there. Or actually, I don't know how many Vore brothers there are. That could be an extra 10. It's from
there's two.
Okay,
that I know of.
They sound like they could be a posse,
or like the
though.
Snore brothers,
right? Oh. Especially they're like from Tombstone, Arizona. Yeah. The Vore brothers coming into San Diego, take down the tournament.
Do this some is all math my other... for 20 minutes, and then you're gonna go home sad.
This is my other flesh and blood characters, Wild Western Vore brother.
6'10 to Kano.
6'10 to Kano.
Cool. Okay. So let's just type that into an AI bot and write that script, and let's do that flesh and blood fanfic.
Which ties right into Battle Hardened San Diego, which was won by Caleb on Kano, aka Majin Bay.
I was like, who the fuck is Caleb?
Bro.
Pretty good. But speaking of Wild West and guns, let's not jump the gun. Let's talk about spoilers, because now we're in spoiler country, baby.
Yeah, we rode that horsey right into spoiler country. Yeehaw. And then I shot it, just like in Red Dead 2, and everyone gets mad.
Actually, yeah. Dang, now I'm like depressed. Now I'm depressed. Nice.
Let's go. I passed it off to someone else.
I don't know. Good horse just died in front of me.
Dude. That's why I used to hang people who stole horses.
But new Runeblade cards, Taylor. Do they make you feel better?
Yes, that does make me feel better. I'm pretty psyched. I get
a majestic twofer, too.
I've been freaking getting trolled by Riptide Jesus, and he keeps saying I abandoned Runeblade, but that's not true. Runeblade abandoned me. And now Runeblade is picking up my Runechant soul, my Arcanic soul. There's something. There's a better in there. Blake, you think about it, and then you'll come up with a better pun there. Picked up the pieces of my crushed arcane soul off of the ground, and now has put it, distilled it into a nice little glass decanter, and I'm the guy on Arcane cussing now. That's me. So
are you hitting
there's a
the
joke about husk in there, I think. Like Taylor's husk.
Yeah, there you go.
Your carapace.
There you go. There we go.
Your husk was condemned to slaughter, but then the new cards came out and you're hitting all the high notes.
And just hocus like pocus. That, hocus pocus, I'm back. Hocus pocus.
We just got another spoiler midway through us talking. Dude,
hit the high notes of the Deadwood Dirge.
Yes. Why is Runeblade the most musical class when there's a bard class in this game? That's
honestly that's what I want to know. I really want to say great job whenever I, because like I complains a lot, like the thought process of, I think I've said this on the podcast before, of like arias and like sonatas verse counters are very cool, of like I would love a mechanic where like because you have multiple things with verse counters on, they're stronger because the music is louder and you guys are singing in unison or something. Like all that is so cool where I'm like, I can see the breadcrumbs crumbing and like I'm ready for some bread.
And they keep on crumbing.
And they don't stop crumbing. And like, I like that stuff because I think there's some stuff where like I did music for about 10 years of my life growing up, third grade to senior year of piano, and like band was super important to me. And like, I know some of these words where it's like, that's a different flavor and way we could do this of like, what is stronger, a smaller pianissimo rune chant, or like, if you got the loudest rune chant in all of Aria, could you blow up the demonastery? That would be like, look at this lore.
We want to blow up Solana, bro. Not the Demonastery.
It was an accident.
Demonastery reigns supreme. Okay, let us go around the horn here and talk about one to two cards. Zane, you start, because I haven't heard from you in a while.
Okay, let's do it. I'll take the one that Blake was going to talk about, because that's funny.
Boom, in your face, you got caught.
I saw it coming from a mile away.
Also, it is my dear teammate spoiler, so it makes perfect sense. So, Blast to Oblivion. This was spoiled by Yuki. 0/4 Lightning. So, we are in Briar country. Thank God there's no more Briar. With really unique tech. So, when this attacks, the next time you play an instant card, this chain link, which is wording I don't think we've ever had, you may return target aura permanent with cost 1 or less to their owner's hand. Which, again, that could be your opponent's Shimmers, or it could be your own Sigil of Brilliance or whatever other aura you may have on board. This
Sting card, of Sorcery.
Sting of Sorcery, perhaps. This card hoses Tyler Horsepool's entire battle-hardened deck. but this mechanic is very cool. This is giving us like a whole new flavor of what Lightning does, interacting at instant speed and unique and kind of bizarre ways that we haven't seen, where Lightning isn't just, oh, it's go again. It's like, oh, here's instants that are also doing something interesting.
And it's a way to potentially play Lightning cards more than once with only having so many in hand.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the difference between at the beginning of your action phase, destroy this text, and when this leaves the arena text, which people have been speculating about, and this is why. You can bounce your Sigil of Brilliance without it being destroyed at the start of your turn, and you still get the effect of drawing the card. So that's the card that's got me the most excited from a flavor perspective. The card that I'm most excited for from a Runeblade perspective, which is deep inside me and similar to Taylor, is Condemned to Slaughter. Mm-hmm. It's effectively mm-hmm. come to fight, 1/3. Or 1 cost plus 3 to your next Runeblade attack, not attack action card, so you can buff the weapon. It blocks for 3. My goodness, let's go. And then you can destroy an aura that your opponent controls if you destroy an aura that you control. And it's a May, so like all the things that just are like give Runeblade the flexibility that it needs. And I'm just happy to see non-attack actions that block for 3 in Runeblade.
Hell yeah. Art's dope. And I'm loving this theme. Like, I was thinking about it on the car ride home. I was like, man, this is, I don't know, because I don't play other card games. But the idea of that we're making these auras, these tokens that are auras, and then we're going to be able to manipulate them as a tangible resource in the game. I love that. As a person who makes silver and then wants to buy shit back and have those reoccurring effects like that, I'm all about a secondary resource of stuff, you know?
Yes.
You get to play with. Like, I think that's so cool and is a type of Runeblade situation that gets me excited, gets my rune chance aflame. Colin, do you have cards that you want to talk about?
Yes, there are cards that were spoiled that I am here to talk about, including one that I don't understand called Regrowth Shock. It's a twofer in a majestic level. But Taylor and Blake and Zane, who can play this card?
Nobody.
I don't get it.
What's your favorite format? Nobody.
It's Earth and Lightning. That don't make sense. I can't play this card in this set.
Okay, no cap. I thought when you said regrowth and then said shock, I was like, does Colin love stuff that grows back? Is he like a big fan of like reptiles that regrow their tails or something? Like, what is the, like shock? Like shocking, of course I'm going to like regrowth, but then I remembered there's melt cards and one of them is shock.
I think they should all be whatever they are, shock. Like, there's got to be like a weird pause and then shock.
Yeah.
It's like okay. A Kendrick yeah. flow, you know?
Oh, it is. You're the
shock.
Kendrick.
Let's go.
Kendrick Lamar.
Vaporized. Fresh Blood Podcast. Shock.
That is pretty good.
What else like we got? That. Scroll back up. Back in time. Comet Storm. Shock. Burn up. Shock. Hold up. Shock. Let's go.
It yeah. works.
It does work. All right, so what is this card, and why can't I play it with the new heroes?
Because none of them have Essence of Earth and Lightning, like our good friend Briar, who has Essence of Earth and Lightning. So you can play this in Briar, which Boo. I think it's maybe good. I mean, what came to my brain right away is because I spent the first part before they broke Cheerios Briar, I was like Blossoming Spellblade Briar. So I was trying to turn that into a crazy draw combo action point deck. So Blossoming Spellblade has Earth and Lightning Fusion. So it's the like Oakenold of Elemental Runeblade. So if it was fused, it gains whenever this deals damage to an opposing hero, you may banish a non-attack action card from your graveyard. If you do, you may play it this turn as though it were an instant. And if it would be put into your graveyard instead, banish it. And then when you fuse, it does 1 arcane damage, 6 physical and cost 2 and blocks 3. So now you have another card other than Candle Hold, Pulse of Candle Hold, that is Earth and Lightning that you can fuse with to make it happen. And then it's a non-attack action and an instant, so you could like creepers it to deal another arcane damage and then like replay Blossoming Spellblade and or use this as the target for Blossoming Spellblade and all of this stuff. I had this whole thing going where you have like Gorgonian Tome and you have any other like other cards that draw you cards like
Electrify.
Tome of the Arknight. All of these non-attack actions that you could just then like play if Blossoming Spellblade did damage. So anyway. Oh yeah, what does Regrowth do? I guess nobody knows that because they're not reading it. Earth Runeblade action. Return an attack action card with costs less than X from your graveyard to your hand, where X is the total arcane damage you've dealt to opposing heroes this turn, right? So Shock is 1, Spellblade is 2. So then you could return Blossoming Spellblade back and play it again.
Yeah, I gotta do 3. It says, say less.
Oh, cost less than X. Yeah. Right. Yep.
Gotta do 3.
Okay, so you gotta do 3.
So Revel in Runeblood.
Yeah. He's Revel in Runeblood. You gotta use Sparkle Tree. What's it called? That does amp.
Oh, Channel the Millennium Tree.
Yeah, Sparkle Tree. Got it. Nailed it. So yeah, you gotta use that. And then boom, you're good to go. So there you go.
You could also, you know, what was it? The Shock Charmers? Shock Charmers, the Spellblade. Get Regrowth Shock out of your graveyard into the banish, and then do that. And then when you do that, you've done enough arcane damage to play the Blossoming Spellblade again to get your other Regrowth Shock. Dude, we're going to go infinite. We're going
Shock.
Regrowth Shock.
Shock.
All right, so it's pretty good. I'll play Living Legend, maybe.
Briar was pretty strong, and now she's going to, like, I think that's the other thing about Living Legend is, like, if you're a Runeblade, you're like, oh, all these new tools are, I just got buffed. Thank you for everything. We haven't even seen the Majestics yet. Obviously, there'll be at least 3 busted Runeblade Majestics.
She doesn't care about Runeblade cards, bro.
Yeah. It says generic hero.
Okay, so am I supposed to pick another one now?
No.
Or either me or Blake. Either one.
Did everyone else do 2?
Just Zane is the only person who has gone.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, then, Blake.
Seeds of Tomorrow is a very interesting one.
Ooh, tell us more.
I was like, this is our only Majestic we've seen, so they did say that we were going to see 20% of the Majestics before 2 weeks from now. So maybe this is the only one. But I'm scrolling to get there. I'm in the wrong chat to scroll up. So let me go to this chat. I'm scrolling. Basically, it is an instant for Earth.
As an additional cost to play this, put a card from your arsenal on the bottom of your deck, then prevent the next 5 damage that would be dealt to you.
It's a blue. Cost 0. Earth instant.
That's a pretty sick art.
You forgot the most important part. With boundless potential to flourish or wither, the fate of Candlehold lies in your hands. Queen of the Rosetta.
And Queen of the Rosetta is not one of our characters that we can play as, so she seems like she is
dead.
A Sutcliffe or a Teclovasin before Teclovasin, where it's like she's important, but not important enough to play as. Anyway, Seeds of Tomorrow is very cool.
Last thing. It's also an Olga Treskoshenko piece, and those are really dope.
Should have picked this one, Taylor.
No, you picked it.
I don't care about art unless it's our draw. No, it's a great art. Thank you, Olga. Olga, I think, is designing half of the cards currently. What's cool about this is Earth is going to be a pain in the ass to kill. It does feel like both of these heroes are going to be the 65-minute tie games you will see at your armory, and you're going to have to play fast. Like, when you sit across from a Verdance or Florian, they're going to go, I don't know if you quite know, but we're going to both need to play quicker here because these games can go a long time. So welcome back.
Put down the ham sandwich. I'm talking to you. Yeah. We have to play faster.
Like that. Welcome back that half of Oldham. And this basically says prevent the next 5 damage. It doesn't say choose an instance to block. So it's going to be better than our Oasis stuff. And that can be like, because you're going to be up against split damage heroes, because I do think some of these wizards are going to be playing attack actions on purpose because they get so many bonuses from them. It'll be like, I'll block 6, do this. This will block the 7th damage and the 4-cost spell that comes my way all in one card. Or this is what you can do of like, do I have the Seeds of Tomorrow in hand whenever Kano does his first thing? I'm pretty sure Kano's about to like win worlds is what I would almost assume based on he's about to get a crap load of wizard generic cards. And there's like at least 3 wizard majestics that are going to be available to Kano. And Majin Bay won on Saturday anyway. And when I was next to him one day, he was like, based on the spoiler card I saw, like this is full blown. Like it's time to win with this stuff. This is the window. But he was also saying, I'm excited to play other wizards because I'm tired of playing Kano at this point. Not that he told me that officially or off the record, but whatever. It's hearsay. He said Majin Bay said, but... So I think this card is going to be, I need to have protection against wizards, and now I do have it. Of just a quick, easy, I don't need to have a tunic up. I just have to have a card in my arsenal. I could put one of these. My first one I draw, I could put it in arsenal to be ready for the next one and do that. Plus, it stops some breakpoints. If you're like, Zen is going to do 1 and then 2 and then 1 and then 2, you're like, cool, this is going to block the first 5 of that.
Tight.
Yeah, it's a really cool effect. I like the little subtle nod to Crown of Seeds, like mm-hmm. damage prevention, bottoming your arsenal. It's called Seeds of Tomorrow, but... Yeah, don't arsenal it if it's your only copy. Unless you play standing
order. Tome of whatchamacallit. Yeah, Tome of Harvest.
True.
Break ground, standing order. I went through all of them earlier on a Discord, and I was like, maybe this is a Riptide Earth deck where you just do all of your arsenal interaction cards to make sure you always have Seeds of Tomorrow ready to go.
Yeah, it's really cool. Great art.
Yeah,
great good card. Pick. Great pick. I will go.
Great job.
If you have none left. I'm going to do 2. A new one just came in, so I'm going to do that one second. Boy, the art on some of these is so good. Rotwood Carapace is my first card. This, I don't know why, but when I saw this, like, dang, we're decomposing... as a defense reaction is so sick because it like allows you to get that decompose going without having to like super be proactive. which I think is cool that you can do both, be proactive, decompose, be defensive, decompose. And that got me really excited about Florian and like what that deck is going to look like. Cause I love me a build up into a later game superpower and combo off, you know, Frost Hex was great. Skalita, Viscerai was great. Graven Call is great, you know.
Shackle 7.
Shackle 7 is crazy. So I love that shit. So I'm pretty excited about that. Art goes hard too. Art goes hard. Oh yeah, Rotwood Carapace. It's a defense reaction that defends for 3 in red, costs 0, and it has decompose. You may banish 2 earth cards and an action card from your graveyard. If you do, this gets +1 defense. So cool new defense reaction that can block for 4. That's free. And I like that. Because maybe you play that over the other ones. Sorry, my loud neighbors drove by in their stupid car. Then I'm going to give a shout out to this new one that just came through. Vantage Point, Runeblade Attack Action, cost 3, attacks for 7, defends for 3. I'm picking it because it has Evil Zordon on it, which I think is freaking awesome. If you've played or created an aura this turn, this gets overpower, which is sick. I really love that. As a person who has tried to get Arknight Ascendancy to work 1,000 times and it doesn't, this gives me Arknight Ascendancy vibes of can't block it. So there we go. Those are my spoiler cards. I'm pretty stoked.
I like that.
Take that, Prism. Your Herald of Triumph does nothing.
I like that this guy who's, I think he's tied up because the image is small, though. It looks like he's just down there kind of partying in front of these other dudes in robes without his shirt on. He's like, what's up?
Zordon, shock, you know.
Zordon, shock.
Yeah.
Shock.
All right. Any other spoilers? That's it. We're done.
I mean, there's a bunch more, but we don't need to belabor them. If you're listening to the podcast, you've probably seen most of them. They're very cool.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting design space.
Yeah, which that I'm going to shout out them already about that, because I was like, okay, cool. We're going to do more fuse. We're going to do more non-attack actions with go again and stuff that cares about that. But no, it's like way different design space and bringing freshness to old stuff. So that's just great. We love that. Great design.
And none of these say BHS at all. So you know that they did try a little harder to think about it. I think Vincette is going to be a huge winner too.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you've been playing Vincette, congratulations. You are about to like punch everyone in the mouth that has like been making fun of you or like do unbelievable 0-2 card hands of like, I'm going to break this aura, make 3 rune chants, then rune gate into Mav, and then do it all over again. And again, and you're going to be like, what the hell just happened to me? And if you have that practice, great.
Shout out to Jake, West Coast greatest Vincette player.
I have played Vincette at 2 armories.
Shout out to Zane, the second best West Coast Vincette player.
I'm going to give it to Patrick. Patrick's number 2.
Oh, shit. All right. Shout out to Zane, the third best.
Third best. Zane's number 3.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, we're an hour in. Should we talk about the main topic?
Blake and Zane, let's talk about Battle Hardened San Diego. Me and Colin were not there, but we watched it on the YouTubes and all of the ads, and we got through it all, and we watched some gameplay.
You know, you got to get yours, but the ads midstream were aggressive.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know. What did they do ad-wise?
It just YouTube ads would pop up like in the middle of you watching it. Like it would be well, I'm Jimmy Gomez, or I'm just, you're just like, okay, shit, man. Like
Jimmy, way too much, or like occasionally.
I mean,
when a match takes maybe an hour, feels like a lot. Also, Jimmy Gomez is my new favorite advertisement person. We've made a lot of characters on this episode.
He's a he's a congressman or something. He's a, he's a real politician.
That was, I didn't know this was a real person.
Yeah, that was the ads I was getting served for my local elections.
I wonder what they're going to use the ad money for AGE.
I don't know. Talk about the tournament.
Free t-shirts or food? The Battle Hardened was interesting. It was 98 people. So it was like, we're going to do 7 rounds, not 8. Which is a little bit like, okay, thank God it's not 8 because...
Yes.
And it was like, hubbub, 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 hubbub. Like, you see people like, oh, there's some people. I didn't think they would be here. And then you're like, oh, are they... somebody came late. Oh, my gosh, get your deck lists in. I was going to play Uzuri. Literally, the Shoma list. I've only played 5 games on it. I don't know why. I was like, I really hope... I think I have a shot here. It's like... You actually need to practice your goddamn deck, okay? And like, but it was pretty solid deck, and it felt like, oh, if I'm playing someone that maybe has been playing less than me, or maybe is a newer player on their hero, that this deck is strong enough for me to get there, and that was great. And I started off 3-0, but the third round was against a Kano, and I walked into that matchup with 0 AB. And I was like, I don't even know if this is worth playing. I hope you're bad. And he goes, guess what? I'm bad. I was like, what? You're 2-0.
This is how you do it. This is the way.
Basically told me like, oh, he's only been playing for like 3 months. And I'm like, but he's countering me perfectly throughout the whole thing. And there's like a small discrepancy at the end of this. And like, I surgical and hit his last Aether Wildfire because I shred, or his second to last Aether Wildfire. So I was like, oh, I think I'm fine now. But then I isolate blue into just a nick, and he draws in his one copy of Snag to survive. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You drew into that? He's like, I drew into it. And then we both look at his graveyard, and I can only see there's 3 sinks, 3 fates, 1 oasis, and 1 snag. That is what he's doing. He's stacked Kano. And I'm like, I only see 7. Where is the last sink below? And he has to have played it. And I say something effective like, how do you still have a D-react? And so we're not playing our cards. We are literally like, and neither of us are like trying to shark. We are just talking, and he's like, I'm so bad, and I'm just a talker. And he basically says like, oh, I think I got it. And he didn't have it once, so I was like about to scoop, and like this goes back and forth 3 times. So let me do them quickly, because I go, where's your last D-react?
I'm confused.
Let me just actually say it. Where's your last D-react at? How do you still have one? But all of them were in his graveyard, and it must have been stuck. He looks through his graveyard and doesn't find the right number either. So now he's playing Kano scared if I can't hit that last D-reactor, I'll auto lose. But he like ends up running out of cards. I hit him with the thing. I banish a card from his hand, but not the top of his deck. And I could have called a judge, but he's like, you got me anyway. And I was like, okay, then we won't do the trigger. Like, it's too annoying to call the judge. And then he's like, wait, I think I may actually have you. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I should always just call a judge. It's a lesson. I'm never going to learn the lesson because I'm so bad with judges. But, like explaining all that would have been, like, annoying. And, like, okay, why did you do this? We're having too much fun instead of playing competitively. And then he goes to kill me. He goes, oh, I do have a wildfire. Oh, I do have Blazing, and there's only one card left in his deck. I'm fatiguing this Azuri, or what's his name, Kano. I'm fatiguing this Kano. He has one card left, which would technically not be there if I had done my surgical extraction trigger. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm about to lose to this. And then he flips over the last card, and we should know what it is. It's Gaze the Ages. It does no arcane. And then he goes, oh, it's Gaze. there's no way I win. And I'm like, great. Like, about to click, like, I win. And he goes, actually, it's 15. And I have 15 health. And I was like, what? How? And I was like, well, explain to me the math real quick. And he goes, oh, it's actually 13 or something. And I was like, we what? And it was just like equal parts nerves. This is his first bigger tournament. Probably the first yapper he's playing against, where it's like, if we had just shut up the whole time each, he probably beats me because I accidentally get him into the mindset of, where's your last D-react? And he was like, where, like, now that I look at my graveyard later, there was eight. Like, how did this happen? And it was a fun back and forth. He walks on in Gaslamp later and ate with us. And because he was there by himself or whatever, of like, maybe I shouldn't say be like on a work trip slash fab trip. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So that was that. And then immediately go into a stream game. And it was the first time I did a stream game. And it was like, I just got gifted the biggest karma thing ever. And now I have to play Anthony on a deck that he's played for legitimately like a year and a half.
And like your worst matchup, one of them.
But I beat two Riptides on Tuesday. So Jacob Smoogly Hawkinson must have...
Known bad player.
Fatigue Riptide is a different hero than mid-range and aggro Riptide. It is a different hero.
So I guess I should be like, I got him before, and we didn't go to time. So I played my heart out. But between those two experiences, it was like, I need to go to Fab Boot Camp where for like 10 days in a row, I just play 7 hour rounds, 7 rounds of an hour long. And like, this is how you get mentally tougher or like get your stamina up. But I was like, beat a Kano with zero AB where I have no expectations whatsoever. And then almost beat Anthony. I forgot a trigger that maybe mattered of not shuffling his deck after Bonds of Agony because he didn't have a card because he sigiled. And you're just like, damn, what could have been, man? But like, it was, I think I should go back and watch that game and see if there was something I could have done differently. But
totally. That's a great resource, is that you have your game to go watch. Yeah. You know? Sick. And your tournament ended there, all downhill.
I went 3-0 to 3-4, and it was... It's like, let's go get drunk immediately.
At least you played out all your rounds, though.
It was fun to meet people. And then Jonah Overholt, that freaking guy from Arizona, Jonah, he's the one who beat me for my shot at Minnesota for Nationals and then got 11th there. So, you know, I've only lost to good people. He played the most disgusting 5 turns in a row from a KO I've ever seen. I only attacked twice the entire game and I lost by like 25. And I was like, all of my bad karma from round 3 showed up here of blood rush, use my shoes to Savage Feast into Beast with. I was like, could you? He was like, yeah, I ran hot here. I was like, like Savage Beatdown for. I was like, God damn. If this ever happened for me once when playing KO, I probably would have been like, this hero rules. I can't play KO like that.
Well, he was due for some good luck because I played Jonah round 1 on stream and he did not cast a single Blood Rush.
See, what the fuck, man? Could you imagine, Zane, if I could play a brute that didn't play 3 Blood Rushes in a row?
Well, I got to shuffle his deck twice, which I just kept shuffling him to the bottom, I guess.
Skill.
Yeah,
skill.
The new skill check. My tournament started similarly to Blake's, where I started 3-0. I was feeling good. I was near Blake for this game where they kept snip, snap, back and forth. And I could hear them, and it was mildly distracting, but that's okay. It was okay because I was playing against a Kano, which I effectively am watching the game as if I'm watching a stream game to see if they can kill me or not.
There was a VR. Row of Kanos where it was like 5 in a row versus their opponent.
It was the whole top tables was Kano. I knew I was like it was going to happen at some point. It was Eugene. It was at least like vaguely competitive. But yeah, he got that one. So I went to 3-1. Then I got paired into Alan, who's like another member of Team Stroopwafel. And we're on literally the same deck. Like, we're looking at the same Fabbury link with the same sideboard guy. Like, literally everything.
The Luber. Shout out. Luber's Rise Up.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Wait,
yeah.
Did you guys play the levels of Enlightenment and Surgical, or did you both take them out?
No levels, but we play Surgical.
Spicy.
Yeah. Because we run a little skinny on blues, so you can't cut too many. But yeah, so it was one of those like weird new games where just like the tempo is bizarre and he got it really far ahead and I tried to claw back, but then I got stuck in mask loop at the end. But then thankfully round six, I got a win. So I still ended positive. So I was 4-3 at the end, on new, which was my first time really playing new in paper, like for real, like at a real event. So I was not thrilled with 4-3, but you know, it is what it is. I lost it's matchups that made three, sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. Thank God it wasn't 3-4. That would have been embarrassing.
Ding, it's 2-1 Zane to Blake right now. Blake won the bet. Zane's got two zingers on Blake. Boom. Okay. Anyway, take two shots, everybody. Drinking game at home.
But yeah, top eight was good, more or less. The top four being, well, I think it was Zen, Zen, Prism, Kano. Is that right? No. Or was it Kano, Kano, Zen, Prism? Yeah. Which, as we looked at it, we're like, those are just the three heroes that do the most like unfair things in the game. Like, they're fragile-ish. Zen, maybe not so much. But like, those are the heroes that do the stuff that's like the most unreasonable.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we should be doing, is just playing to the ceiling.
And they have Prism and Kano have like the biggest in the game right now, like matchup disparity. You know what I mean? Like, if you're bad into Prism, you're like really bad into Prism. And if you're bad into Kano, you're like really bad into Kano. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do know what you mean. Like, I like zero AB. Anything the dude said, it's like, this for five. I literally immediately went,
ding, ding, ding.
Like, I have never felt more hopeless, but I think it was interesting of like, for a newer Kano, it's like throwing off his play patterns that he's used to. Of like, I'm used to only really opting two here, but I'm getting to do five. And like,
too many decisions.
But now my opponent has all their cards for the crackback, because I'm literally never interacting with them. So I'm always swinging with full Uzuri hand. And like, as long as I don't draw shred, non-attack, which happened once, and I daggered and passed, I was like, what the fuck is this?
How did you win this game?
And then, because he went to block the dagger, because he's like, he's a newer player, and he was very worried. He's stacked Kano. And was worried about my Nerve Scalpel. Thank God I played Nerve Scalpel, because it makes his D-Reacts worse. So he kept blocking the Nerve Scalpel no matter what, which is probably a bad idea. And when I had extra shreds, it would be like, shred, that damage is going through. And it was just like, okay, let's go. And then...
I did 1 point.
Yeah.
Two card one, baby.
But he only has 30, so it's like... We're getting there.
They count. Yeah, I guess so.
It's like a Graven call every time I hit him with a dagger just based on his hero.
Bro, no way. That thing does two, and then you flick it, and then it does another one. Okay?
I did have flick knives. I think that was something that helped maybe to get the, like, I don't know if I did it against him. I did the flick knife. The Nerf Scalpel was a star all day, but I kept telling people, like, you know I'm hitting you with my on effect because you're not blocking enough, right? And they're like, oh, I am. And it's like, Nerve Scalpel affects attack reactions too. And they're like, do you mind if I change? And the whole day I was like, sure, go for it. Because I was up by 15 health. And then as soon as I was down by 15 health, everyone was like, no, it's competitive rules only. And I was like,
dude, You obviously don't listen to the show, because every single time someone says this, I say, stop doing that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You'd say, no, I'm sorry. You can call a judge and then they can decide, but I'm not letting you take back your turns because you decided you don't know.
I forgot my tunic. Nope. Sorry.
Dude, I was telling people, I was like, do your tunic real quick. Maybe that's why I won the Kano game, because it was just, I was giving him everything, like, go for it.
You won the Kano game because he was running defense reactions and you had no AB. Like, what is this? Like, does Kano run defense reactions now?
That is the new list. Yep.
Yeah.
And we got, okay, here's this end recording button. And then...
An hour and 20 minutes in.
That's my funny. Friend so Colin. I used to run unmovables, blue unmovables.
You break the needles. Yeah.
Yes. That was sick.
It was against Dory.
Oh, it's got to, yeah.
Both are sick.
Jesus. Not Dory. Yeah, so that was that tournament. And tight. You were qualified for a bigger tournament than that one, right, Zane?
Well, yeah, so Sunday was the AGE Open and ProQuest Plus kind of hybrid event, which I was like 21st or something in points, and you have to be top 16 to qualify for the Player Open. Yes, Colin?
What does that mean?
Good question. This has been a year-long Open series, so like a once a month there's a AGE Open, and then it's a 1K, or this one was more because it was a ProQuest Plus, I think, because of the gold foil, but they're each 1Ks with so normal prizing, but then they also give out AGE points. And then after, what is it? It's August 8. The top 16 players by points get to qualify for the invite only players championship. Last year I finished like 18th because I couldn't go to like the last two, and I was like super annoyed. I just like watched myself like go down because I couldn't attend. And this year I was like going into this event, I had missed like three of the AGEs this year. And I was like, all right, I like literally have to top eight and I still may not make it. And then round one, I get Kano, like a good Kano. It's Eric Sneap. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is Kano. So stupid. And then I got stacked. So Colin, let me tell you how it goes now. This is against Assassin, not every hero, but against New in particular, because New's even slower than Azuri, is they just look at you and say, block nine, I'll pitch to Crucible, pass. I'll block nine, I'll pitch to Crucible, pass. Until they get to pitch stack, and then they kill you. So on his kill turn, so like I know the bottom of his deck, it's like Wildfire, Tome, Blue-Blue, Blazing, Tome, Blue-Blue, Blazing. And I happened to have double Oasis. And I'm like, I think the math still works out that I die here, but let's see. The Wildfires hit me for 1 and 2. 1 and 2. And I died from 40.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
What?
Because it's Wildfire hits for 1, Wildfire hits for 2, and then it's Blazing for 6 because you've done 3, and then they get buffed by 3, and then the next Blazing's for 12 plus 3, so it's for 15 or whatever, and then the next one is for basically your whole life. So that's
Colin,
how
you
fun
gotta get back into this stuff. That sounds good, man.
That's how fun and interesting Assassin versus Kano is these days. But yeah, so I was in the trenches. We were like, okay, my top 16 chances are like 0. I basically have to win straight out and like maybe need to even like make the semis or the finals to make this happen.
Next round is when Guile's theme plays from Street Fighter 2. Okay, go.
Exactly. So I get a KO. We chip him down. We get there. Then I pair into Peter Budenzik on Zen. We chip him down. We get there. Then I pair into Paul. This is the Azalea. I played on stream. Chip him down. Bonds of Agony him. Get him. Then I get Evan Bridges, who famously wants to beat me really badly and hates San Diego publicly for some reason, even though he's from Texas.
He's from Mississippi, actually. We don't.
Oh, really? That. Whatever.
Yeah, he just went to school there.
They're all the same. just kidding. If you listen in Mississippi, you can send me a message.
Shout out in the comments if you're in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Anyways, beat his Zen. Whatever. Easy. Round six, I played Vivek, who is a relatively new player on Dash.io. He played a game on stream as well. I had not felt good about that matchup, but it was very close. I think I was at like 2 life, but we got there. Squeaked in at 6 seed at X1. And then I checked the standings as Justin was like calculating the standings. And I was tied for 16th. Tied for 16th, which means like one of the people who are tied wouldn't make it. And then we realized that Eugene has like said that he can't make the weekend. So technically we both were in. for what it's worth, I would have won the tiebreaker if that was the case. And it would have been Fuzzy, who was like unfortunately out even with the same number of points. But because Eugene can't make it, we both are in. But tight. We got there. Lost in the semis. I played not super well, and there was some nonsense that happened, but lost a close game to Anthony, who got absolutely destroyed in the finals, which was very sad as a person who plays Assassin, like watching someone like get popped off on for 60. I'm like, how do you play an aggro deck that lets that happen to you? Like, I don't know. I'm just disruption brained. I refuse to let that happen. Like, I've never had a Zen pop off for 60 on me. Like, I just won't play a hero that lets it happen.
Yeah, critically can't pop off against Zane.
Critically, you may not.
Disruption build for sure.
Yeah. So that was my AG. Ultimately successful, but pretty frustrating end. New is incredibly taxing to play, and like it's not second nature to me yet. Like, it was still new, and I'm like, man, I'm thinking really hard every time I draw these like one of effects. Like, is the path well traveled? Like, how do I use it here? When do I new? Yeah. I did in the first top 8 game, I did get to play like 10 cards out of a Zen's Banish Zone.
That is a drug that never gets old.
Yeah, it felt good.
Playing your opponent's cards.
Yeah, it was like Harmony, it always, Harmony, it always stays breeze, new.
Yeah. I can't, like, I try to keep it cool and collected. And maybe if my opponent is like chatting me up like Blake, maybe then I'll have fun. But I can't help but smile and be like, when I play your blue cards from Banish, and I'm like, I'm killing you with your cards.
I got to trigger combo. I got to do 100 wins into Winds of Eternity.
Aren't I so sexy playing your blues? Can't you not? Yeah. I'm so alluring.
Yeah. Bava boom.
Don't you desire me?
Cool. I like this character also. A lot of characters. Loving it. Great job.
Yeah. New is a blast, though. She's sweet. Tiring weekend. That was, you know, literally yesterday, so I'm still feeling it a little bit. But, that was the AGE. Stoked to make the Players' Championship.
Great job. Way to bring the podcast honor. Thank you.
How can people root for you?
They can sign up to the Patreon and tell me good luck in the Discord.
That's right. That's the only place he'll read it.
Yeah.
I like tight. That.
Sick. Cool. I'll talk about my skirmish really quick.
Dude, your guys what is, was the format?
Blitz. Nice. So we waffled in the morning back and forth. We're like, okay, I'm pretty sure Patrick's playing Briar because what else is he going to do? All right, we can handle that. And then we're like, okay, what the fuck is Levi playing? Is he going to play Benji? Is he going to try really hard and have no honor and play Zen? Is he going to play Shiana, which I'm actually kind of scared about, et cetera? What's going to happen? And I waffled between Victor and Arachne solitary confinement the whole morning. And then I was like, psh, I'm an assassin player. I'm going to play Arachne. And then I was like, well, I should fucking tweak this thing a little bit. And I think I came up with some cool ideas, but did not commit hard enough to them. And, my deck ultimately low rolled in my blitz games, which happens sometimes, but had a fine time, still top Ford. And oh yes, Blake, sorry, you distracted me with a a notification. I think I'll probably do a deck tech about this Arachne list pretty soon, I think, Colin, if you're down, or whoever. So my innovation in the deck, I don't know if it's innovation, but I was taking a look at my cards and I was like, you know, now that Justin Nick's in here, you have way more blues and you always have go again on like your red, basically. What if I put Prismatic Leyline in this deck and then I can play that from Arsenal and go Infect for 4, Persuasive for 4?
And Surgical that's like for 7?
Yeah, it's pretty, Surgical for 7 is freaking sick. That did not happen, but because I only half committed to Prismatic Leyline and was like, okay, I'm only going to put one in here. And I think I should have just cut a Codex and put the other one in because Codex is kind of like, they're like slightly less good in Blitz than they are other formats.
They are. There's so much armor, but yeah.
Yeah, everybody has armor and nobody wants to fucking block anyway, so you might as well just deal some more damage. So that's you what play, I kind of came up with, and dude, I thought it was cool. Do you
play Prowl at all?
Oh, yeah, we are, baby. Mm-hmm. We're playing Prowl. So Persuasive comes in for 5. Yeah, we did that. It was pretty sweet. It was a cool move, and I was like, especially because I don't know why I haven't looked at Prismatic before. I was like, this shit blocks for 3? I could have sworn in my head it blocks for 2, but no, it blocks for 3. So boom, we slap that into the deck. So I would make some changes. I don't know if I would still run my single copy of Death Touch or not. And I cut the CNCs for a few more red stealth cards, which maybe I want to have one CNC. I don't know. Just sometimes a 2-card hand, that CNC is kind of maybe a little bit better than like a red stealth attack and then a blue infect or something like that, because so many people have armor and at least it's like a little bit more damage. So anyway, it was cool getting to play a hero that is just like the fourth assassin, you know, and get to play it as not a meme, as like a real threat that everybody was like pretty nervous to play and worried about because of your deck building choices and that sort of thing. And it was cool. The other thing I put in there was Double Trouble, and that's pretty dope. That's a dope card and is maybe underplayed. It's just pretty sick to flick knives and then play Razor's Edge and then bam, you've done 8 damage, you know, 9 damage with flick knives. And that's kind of out of nowhere. And you can't do that a lot with just 2 cards, 2 card 9.
at the end of the weekend, I was saying that I wanted Double Trouble, like in my CC new deck.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like a little bit skinny on blues, and I was like, I think that's the next blue up if I was going to play one more.
Nice. Yeah, you can play it in red in Arachne, so that's the cool part.
Yeah.
So you can really do a lot of damage. So anyway, that was my skirmish. Less exciting, less on the line, etc. I'm pretty upset I didn't win Blaze. I wish I had. And I wish I hadn't seen that card in person before the skirmish and been like, fuck, that's so cool. I hope to win. And then had expectations of winning and hoping to get a Blaze, but didn't get it. So it's fine.
There's always next time.
Nah, that's the only skirmish I'm going to. I was going to go to a Living Legend one in Sonoma. Shout out to Sonoma Living Legend skirmish next weekend. But I'm going backpacking with my wife and friends, and that sounds way more rewarding than SonomaCon. Sorry.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Not sorry.
Reasonable.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyway, is that it? We got anything else we want to talk about?
I can do the quick rundown of this if you guys want me to, or I could also not bring it up at all.
I would love to. I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Laughing Dragon convention thing that was in LA. So what was interesting about this is we had been wondering, are we going to get Blaze promos at this convention? This has been advertised around LA as a flyer in game stores for about the last 3 months. It's literally like one of those, like, are you going to read the flyer or not? What was very frustrating is a lot of people were like, I had no idea. And you're like, how did 27 people go to, it was a Pro Quest Plus, and then it was 2 1Ks on Sunday. And this was basically a magic thing. The store is in was Washington, not Wisconsin, Washington. I don't know if they're just trying to get more presence on the West Coast, so you always go to them first. But it was like, I'm showing up on Friday because I wanted to check what's going on. I wanted to get more information. I wanted to spend a bunch of money on the merch booth because I had seen when you click the button, the third thing they showed was First Strike. And I was like, if I can get First Strike decks a week early, that would be amazing. I want to do the Aurora thing. And I know somebody will probably appreciate if I give them a Terra deck or something. So I talked to somebody on Friday night, and I'm like, how do we get a Blaze? And they're like, actually, we're not going to tell you at all. We're just not going to tell you. We're just not going to tell you. And it was like, okay, but like, I'm literally trying to give you money. Like, I could do a Twitter post. I'm not saying everyone dials into my Twitter on Friday night for tomorrow. But if you said to me, you're going to get a Blaze promo was participation for the ProQuest Plus. If you told me that, there would have been 15 to 20 more people there. And it's like, who is not getting out of their way? Is it LSS not advertising correctly? Is it this Laughing Dragon not advertising correctly? Why would they not want more people to come spend stuff? I did want to buy something from a merch booth. I was like, hey, is there an LSS presence here? Is there a booth for them? They have huge stand-up things that you've seen at all those callings, but there's not a booth. There's not an employee from LSS to sell things. And they did tell me, I don't know how official this was, oh, we were going to get a package from LSS, but it's not going to arrive on time. And I'm like, is that where there's t-shirt? Is that where there's those Stanley Cups that are way too expensive? Like, what does that package mean? Is that where the First Strike decks are? Because I'm literally saying this person, like, I don't know how senior they were, but it was like, I want to spend money on this, and this is why I'm here. And it was just not a thing. And then to skip to the end of the story, the 1Ks on Sunday were like guaranteed 1K, and only 7 people showed up. 8 people showed up to the first one, and 7 people showed up to the second one. So they split a 1K prizing just between 7 and 8 people. And you're like, well, that's clearly a bust. But there was also something from the Star Wars people split a 4K between 22 people of everyone showed up, paid their entry fee, and then left with like $100 more than their entry fee. And it was just like, what? So that's a thing where I think it's frustrating because we've gone through the layer of we need more West Coast events. We need more West Coast events. I promise you, stop giving all the events to the East Coast. Yes, this one was poorly attended. This is more of a convention. But now we have our Battle Hardens that we had of like, there's one in LA. There was one in San Francisco. There's the San Diego one. And it feels like I'm trying to push the LA people of like, if there's a Battle Harden within 2 hours of you, you can't, oh, the meta's pretty bad. Like, you got to get there and go. If you're a hardcore player or if you're like, oh, I need it to be a more pristine, like the sun has to come through the stained glass window and the orange hits me on the forehead and the purple hits me on the chin. So it looks like I'm cheering for the Clemson Tigers of the, what are they? ACC. It's like they can't be perfect. You need to go do stuff because like, I've seen metas or stores die because people are waiting for the perfect like opportunity to play Fab the way they like it. And I was kind of disappointed that only 27 people showed up to a ProQuest Plus with really good pricing of like anything you joined on that weekend, you were plus money and plus promos. Dang. And it's like, oh, damn. But then there wasn't the support also of like, and come buy these t-shirts or like, why wasn't there the Monday? Like the Blazes are ready for you to come grab them. Cause I know there's some locals that are like, I really want a Blaze. Should I buy one or not for Blitz season? It's like, you don't have to, you just have to show up downtown. And yes, parking was a little expensive. So maybe this is where you carpool with your local armory people. Split some tacos, split some parking. But like, I know we as a crew in SoCal have talked about, we need more stuff on the West Coast. This is just so unfair. There's another thing on the East Coast. And then some people skip the Pro Tour LA, skip that calling of like, I'm just going to do this instead. I'm not saying if you were doing side events, I'm not talking about you. There's some people that were like,
we just don't have SCG that does all the cons, you know, and they're like known to do their flesh and blood stuff. And we just don't have,
right.
And we don't have the Realm Games, you know, we have a,
but would we show up for them if they did extend to SoCal? Like I can't.
I think there's a level of, if you have it enough times, people will get to go. Like maybe it's poorly advertised, poorly timing, you know, like I would go to more events, but they're always at the wrong time for me. So I think you are correct, but yes. And this other thing.
Right. And then the AGE on Sunday dropped from 98 to like 40. And like,
no, it was over 50.
What was it? 50 what?
It was like 51 or something.
Okay. So two away from 40. Sorry. So 51, it's half of what it was. And that's something where it's like, that's also kind of sad. But I was like, I got to get back for this birthday party on Sunday. But like, also, I have to like joke about this, but also mean it. Like, SoCal is quote unquote free. We have lost to Brody twice. We have lost to a NorCal person, and we have lost to a Colorado person in the Battle Hardened / Sunday event afterwards. And like, we talk a big game, and like, yeah, we get some international stuff sometimes, and some people top 8 at nationals. But it really sucks to watch Brody come in and beat us again for one of the two tournaments where you're like, how do we stop this guy from eating our lunch? He already has his lunch. He's eating his lunch. He literally
does nothing
lunch.
Else.
We got to beat him next time, though. How do we practice?
Then quit your job and only play flesh and blood.
Okay, we need to do that for next time. Somebody. Whoever's yeah, unemployed. Could have been Zane.
We could have had a different podcast.
I was 4-0 into Zen all weekend. So
I blame you.
That final
Zane Action Podcast. It would be.
Yeah,
we could have been having a fun podcast. But
also, I played Enigma at Laughing Dragon, and I went.
The thing about Laughing Dragon is that I've never heard of it. So why would I go? And like, you know,
I think it being Gold in downtown LA is like a huge negative.
Yeah,
Gold Foil. Yeah. Pro Tour, like, oh, by the way, Jacob Hawkinson won it and is going to go be able to play in Worlds now in Osaka. And it's like, I'm not saying that was the world beaters that he beat. He lost to Tao Tao by one, and then Tao Tao gets Enigma'd in top 8. Like, I'm sure Tao Tao knew about it. Why does Tao Tao know about this? Because he's dialed in and wants to win something that is important. And it is like, are we not impressed by gold foils and PTIs anymore? Like,
well, it's so top heavy. Only one person wins.
But you get your Blaze promo. Like, this is the only, like, every other tournament we're entering, we are negative whenever we start off. Like, this is, if you sell your Blaze promo, you're like plus $10.
Love that.
Well, I don't know.
And earning $10 on the whole day is like, you know,
pays for 1/5 of your parking.
Yeah. Pay for half the parking.
I went with Jake, and then we went to the same place you had Korean barbecue for your birthday. And they were like, this is a good spot. I was like, I know, because Colin's birthday. And then Evan's like, I guess I'll get invited to Colin's birthday next year. I was like, when is the last time you talked to Colin? Evan, you got to start talking to people instead of playing board games when you're in San Diego. Then you get invited to their birthdays.
Not shout out to Evan now. He hates San Diego, and Zane lives there. So now I'm upset. Thanks for coming to our Assassin Action podcast. All three of us played Assassin. We're all different levels of good at Assassin. Yeah.
There yeah. All three of us who
all taking a sabbatical from Assassin right now.
Anyway, trying to outro us here. See you later, everybody. Thanks for coming. Like, subscribe, comment. Join the Patreon.
Give us a dislike if you disliked it. That always piques my interest.
You know?
I'm just ooh, only 98% liked on this episode. I must have said something truthful.
Join the Patreon, please. Come on. Get in there, people.
You can wish Zane good luck on his next tournament.
Yeah. That's what we do in there. It's an elite group of people, so you're right. Maybe it's too cool, too exclusive for you. You probably wouldn't have a good time in there. Does that work?
Yeah, I mean, four ducks is a lot. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Less than a latte.
Big ballers showing up for us. and sweet. Yeah.
Thanks.
Maybe okay. I'll play Assassin next time.
Hell yeah. And then I'll add you to the list of people who played Assassin. Oh my gosh. Whoa. I don't even have a cold foil. Shout out to Levi who won't trade me his extra cold foil Azuri.
He has two and he won't trade you one?
Dude, he's just like, I'm like, I got these things that you want. And he's like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can't you get your dog to like poop on his lawn or something?
Oh, she does. Slash, it's my lawn. Yeah. Well, so
maybe that's why he's not doing it. Though.
Yeah, totally. Maybe I'll raise his rent and then he'll be forced to give it.
Dude, jeez.
Okay. Bye.
Wait, let's intro back in real quick. There's another spoiler card we need to talk about.
Hello, a check. It's called Eviction Shock.